I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, April 5th. What to know about another deadly attack at the U.S. Capitol? And evacuations are underway now in Florida. The worst case scenario there could be a 20-foot wall of wastewater. We'll explain. Plus, we'll tell you a new record for COVID vaccines, a heads up about a data breach impacting millions of Facebook users, and the women's NCAA champs are decided. Now the men are next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, once again, the nation is mourning the death of a U.S. Capitol police officer killed in the line of duty. Officer Billy Evans was guarding the entrance to the Capitol on Friday when a car rammed into him and another officer. The U.S. Capitol police chief says the attacker then got out of his car and started lunging at officers with a knife. So police shot and killed the suspect. Both officers were rushed to the hospital and sadly, Officer Evans died. The other officer was seriously hurt, but he's since been able to go home. So far, investigators do not have an exact motive for this attack, but they don't think it was terrorism. One official told the AP the man was suffering from delusions, paranoia, and suicidal thoughts. So investigators are thinking it was an isolated incident from a disturbed person. Of course, this was the most serious security threat at the Capitol since the deadly riot on January 6th. Now the Capitol Police Union is once again asking Congress to ramp up security around the Capitol building. One union spokesperson says he's worried about morale in the Capitol Police Force, too. Two officers have now died in the line of duty this year. Another killed himself, and dozens of other officers were seriously injured in the January attack. On top of all of that, the department was already short-staffed at the start of the year, and the union says hundreds more officers are set to retire in the next few years. So now the spokesman says more support from Congress and funding for some new positions might help. Some lawmakers also are calling for extra Capitol Police training and intelligence gathering. Stay tuned. Today, the murder trial of ex-police officer Derek Chauvin enters week two. As you know, he's accused of killing George Floyd in Minneapolis last May. And already the court heard from several witnesses, mostly people who saw the deadly interaction firsthand. But on Friday, the trial entered a more technical phase. Prosecutors started getting into exactly how the police department trained Derek Chauvin, since remember, defense attorneys have already said Chauvin was following his training that day. So prosecutors questioned the most senior officer in the Minneapolis Police Department, who said he was never trained to put his knee on someone's neck, especially not while they're handcuffed and lying on their stomach. He also testified Chauvin violated department policy for kneeling on Floyd's neck for as long as he did, and he called the action, quote, totally unnecessary. In the cross-examination, defense lawyers pointed out that the man who testified is a homicide detective, not a uniformed officer in the street, so their training might be different. Of course, there's a lot more left to get to before the trial wraps up. The defense team has its own witnesses, and it's planning to argue Chauvin did not cause Floyd's death, that it was drug use and pre-existing medical conditions that really killed him. The trial is expected to last at least another week, likely more. Hundreds of people are having to leave their homes in Florida because their neighborhoods might soon be flooded with polluted water. It's happening in Manatee County, about 45 miles south of Tampa. Officials found a leak in a wastewater pond and have been trying to pump out the water for a few days. But there's fear the entire pond could still collapse. And if that happens, Florida's governor says there could be a, quote, catastrophic flood. Officials say in a worst-case scenario, there could be a 20-foot-high wall of polluted water rushing toward neighborhoods. So far, more than 300 homes have been evacuated, and parts of a nearby highway have been shut down. People are also putting out sandbags. The Red Cross is helping get hotels for some families. And a representative from the Federal Environmental Protection Agency is on the way. To be continued. There is a new single-day record for COVID-19 vaccines. More than 4 million doses were given out Friday alone. And now the CDC says overall, more than 40% of American adults have gotten at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Also, remember we told you how millions of Johnson & Johnson vaccines were spoiled because of a mix-up at a Baltimore plant? Well, now the New York Times reports the Biden administration took what's being called the extraordinary move of intervening. The federal government was worried the problem would make people feel less confident in vaccines. So instead of a subcontractor, it put Johnson & Johnson itself in total control of that Baltimore plant where substance for the vaccine is made. Johnson & Johnson put out its own statement as well, saying it added staff to monitor operations and quality. And with these changes, the vaccine maker plans to deliver nearly 100 million doses of its single-shot vaccine to the U.S. government by the end of May, boosting the supply even more. And finally, more people are starting to see real advantages to being vaccinated. The CDC has now changed up its guidelines to say fully vaccinated people can safely enjoy traveling again, at least within the U.S. The new guidance says everyone should still wear masks and avoid crowds, but that 2 weeks after getting fully vaccinated, people can travel even without getting tested for COVID-19 or going into quarantine afterward. Remember, the CDC considers people to be fully vaccinated 2 weeks after they get both doses of the Moderna or Pfizer shots, or 2 weeks after the one Johnson & Johnson shot. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor today. Self-care is a two-way street. There's you and there's the products you use. And that's why you deserve a brand that puts the same care into their products that you put into yourself, like Native. If you've been listening for a while, then you know I love Native deodorant. It's the only one I use, and I've tried a bunch of their scents, and I'm a fan of all of them. I also love that they have rotating seasonal scents, so you'll never get bored. Or just go with unscented if that's what you prefer. They have lots of options. And no matter what, Native cares about what you put on your armpits. That's why their deodorant's ingredients list include things you've actually heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. Plus, Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S. and free 30-day returns and exchanges. So make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout, and it will get you 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use the promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to the news. Stanford clinched the national championship in women's basketball. It's the team's first NCAA title since 1992 and the program's third under head coach Tara Vanderveer. This time it was a real nail-biter of a championship game. But in the end, the Stanford Cardinal beat the Arizona Wildcats 54-53. And now, tonight, the championship action shifts back to the men as Baylor and Gonzaga battle it out for the national title. No matter who wins, the outcome will be historic. Baylor has never won a men's basketball championship before. Gonzaga, meanwhile, is trying to become the first team in 45 years to pull off a perfect undefeated season. The last team to do it was Indiana in 1976. Baylor and Gonzaga tip off at 9:20 Eastern Time tonight on CBS. Major League Baseball is looking for a new city to host July's All-Star Game. The MLB decided to pull its All-Star Game out of Atlanta, Georgia, to protest new voting regulations signed into law there last month. Commissioner Rob Manfred said in a statement the league, quote, fundamentally supports voting rights for all Americans. And he said the best way the league could demonstrate its values was by moving both the All-Star Game and the draft out of Georgia. Remember, the new law includes tighter voter ID requirements and greater limits on absentee voting. It would also be illegal to hand out water and food to people standing in line to vote. Critics say Georgia's new law unfairly targets minority groups and just makes it more difficult to vote. But Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the law actually expands access to voting, since the law also makes the state monitor polling sites for long lines and then expand capacity if people are waiting for more than an hour. Well, reaction to the MLB's decision is split largely along party lines. Atlanta's Democratic mayor and President Biden showed their support, while former President Trump called for fans to boycott Major League Baseball. One Georgia tourism official says the MLB's decision will ultimately cost the state $100 million. More than 500 million Facebook users had their personal information posted online over the weekend, and more than 32 million of those were Americans. Business Insider reports the stolen data includes phone numbers, email addresses, locations, and birthdays. But Facebook says this was not because of a recent data breach, that hackers actually got all the info back in 2019. The social network says since then it fixed an issue in its system to stop that kind of breach from ever happening again. But all of that data was still out there, and over the weekend, it was published on a hacking website. An executive for a cybercrime intelligence firm warned cybercriminals could use the personal information to trick people into handing over login credentials to various websites, or worse. So far, Facebook has not said if it notified affected users, so to be continued. The movie The Trial of the Chicago 7 took home the top prize at last night's Screen Actors Guild Awards. The courtroom drama won Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Separately, actors of color won the Top Individual Awards at SAG for the first time. The late Chadwick Boseman was honored with the Best Actor Award, while Viola Davis won the Top Actress Prize. They were both awarded for their performances in the movie Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. By the way, the whole event happened in a very different way than viewers have seen before. There was no red carpet, no host, no ballroom, and no long-winded speeches. Instead, presenters and nominees were all filmed at their homes days in advance. And the entire show was then edited down to just 1 hour. Usually, the SAG Awards are considered a preview of the Oscars, but this year could be different, especially since Nomadland was not nominated for Best Cast at SAG, but it is considered an Academy Awards frontrunner. Either way, we'll find out soon. The Academy Awards are set for Sunday, April 25th. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, thanks to our new sponsor, Lightstream. If you're looking for a way to save extra money, Lightstream offers a good way to start paying less interest on your credit card balances. In fact, Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. That's much lower than the average credit card interest rate of more than 18% APR. Plus, there are no fees. So if this sounds like something that might be a good fit for your situation, learn more, and you can apply to get a special interest rate discount and save even more, all at lightstream.com/newsworthy. You do have to go to lightstream.com/newsworthy to get the discount. That's light, L-I-G-H-T, stream, S-T-R-E-A-M, lightstream.com/newsworthy. This is all subject to credit approval. Rates range from 5.95% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. You can go to lightstream.com/newsworthy for more information. Okay, now back to Money Monday. It looks like you might have to start paying more for everyday items. Things like toilet paper, tissues, and diapers are expected to get more expensive. The personal care company Kimberly-Clark says it will start charging stores more this summer. It says the difference will be a few percentage points, then stores could pass on those price hikes to shoppers. Kimberly-Clark's products include things like Huggies diapers, Scott's toilet paper, Kleenex tissues, Kotex feminine products, and more. But the company says the price increases are necessary because their raw materials, like wood pulp, are costing more due to supply and demand issues around the globe. But Kimberly-Clark is not the only major company raising prices. It's just the latest. Other companies like General Mills and J.M. Smucker, the maker of Jif peanut butter, have also announced price hikes. That's partly because the cost of grain and shipping costs have also gone up. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.